I grew up in a shul where the rabbi would introduce himself after wishing you a good Shabbos by asking, what is your name? And of course, most of my friends would make the mistake of saying, my name is David, my name is Jason, my name is whatever. And the rabbi would say, no, what's your real name? To which most of my friends would be like, that really is my real name. At which point the rabbi would then say, no, what's your Jewish name? And then they would respond with their Jewish name, their Hebrew name. And interestingly enough, basically at this point in time, the only person on the planet, other than one of my friends who does it to be funny, who calls me by my Hebrew name, is the rabbi of the shul. And so I always found it a little strange because that wasn't what I was used to, and certainly not the name that I went by. And so, interestingly, when you look at this week's parsha, one of the reasons why we were spared from being destroyed in Egypt and we were saved was because the Medrash tells us they kept their Jewish names. Yehuda was Yehuda, Reuven was Reuven. They kept their Jewish names. They didn't acculturate and assimilate to Egyptian names. That said, the irony is that our greatest leader, Moshe, where is his name coming from? He's Moshe. Why? Because Batya named him Kiminamayim Mishibtiyu, which seems to be based upon an Egyptian name. Now, there are ways around it. One possible way is that Batya was a Geoid, according to the Medrash, and she, at this point, already had converted, and therefore her naming is in Hebrew. Another possibility is that actually, if you break up, says the Malbim, the Egyptian and the Hebrew name, it actually means the exact same thing, comes from the same place, in which case it would seem to be that it's okay. So, it's interesting why that is. And a famous answer is that it's Hakar Satov. We have to have tremendous gratitude to Batya that she decided that she was going to save Moshe. Here's an interesting answer, just to understand why Moshe's name is what it is. He was taken out of the water. Amital from Gush gives a beautiful, beautiful answer. He says, what is unique about water? What's unique about water is that it does not have its own shape. If there's a puddle of water that's flowing down the street, it's going to have the shape of the street until it hits a pothole and then it pools up in there. And were it to be that within the pothole there's a smaller section, it would then take on that shape. If I put it in a glass, it looks like the glass. If I put it in a mug, it looks like the mug. Water is one of these unique elements that has no shape of its own. So now, what is Moshe Rabbeinu's name? Min Amayim Mishitiyu. I took you out of water. The water, the idea, the concept of being shapeless, the concept of simply morphing to what you are put into, is actually what Moshe is not. Min Amayim Mishitiyu. We're told that he's not like that. He's a trailblazer. He changes, not to his surroundings, but to what is correct and what is right. Says a beautiful explanation of Amital. He says that's actually the message that ties in so beautifully with the Medrash that they didn't change their names. The Jewish people found themselves in Egypt and they could have so easily completely acclimated to their surroundings. No, Kimina Mayim Mishitihu. For generations of time in Egypt, the message that they continued to say was, we came out of the water. We refuse to fully conform to the surroundings that we find ourselves in. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to retain the unique qualities that make us different. And in doing so, Jews are able to save their identity during the long exile. Perhaps that's the reason why we're told that at Makat Choshech so many Jews died. Perhaps those were Jews that had steeped so far into Egyptian culture that there was nothing left within them other than perhaps lineage that made them Jewish. But there was nothing that connected and tied them to Judaism. and it wouldn't work. Even if they had left, Egypt would never leave them. Have a great day.